7. Knowing how we feel. I became very interested in those thoughts of mine that I could never catch. They were a dim sort of feeling. Ted Hughes, Poetry in the Making. You begin the Metta Bhavana, as you begin any meditation, by bringing to mind your overall purpose and then tuning into an awareness of your body. Next, you begin to develop another kind of sensitivity, one that is closely related to becoming aware of the body. You begin to get a sense of what emotions are stirring. Emotions are not states of mind so much as movements of the mind. Emote literally means move out, and the mind is constantly changing. We do give some intermittent direction to this perpetual shifting of emotions, but rarely to much purpose. If I become irritated, I may resolve to be more patient, but I can't fix that resolution. If I am not mindful, it is easily followed by another decision, no more Mr. Nice Guy. And if left to itself, this anger may develop into fury, depending on what other conditions and associations become involved. With the help of mindfulness, however, we can make emotions work for us more effectively. So, first catch your emotion. Not that we have to look for big, strong emotions, although these might seem easiest to get a handle on. For most of us, big, strong emotions are big, crude ones, and big, crude emotions hold us down. When emotions are strong, we are usually transfixed with fear or loathing or desire. Strong emotions are reassuring because they give us harder ego definition. A creative emotion, by contrast.